many people described as mentally ill and subjected to conversion therapy as well as extensive counseling because of who they were. This was the reality of open LGBT Americans in the 1940s up until 1974. My name is Hannah, and thank you for joining me for Resilience and Rainbows. Today, as we talk about the struggles many LGBT folk face with discrimination, many would point their fingers at religion, which of course is a big factor, but it also has to do with intolerance and those intolerant views colliding with their jobs as figures of authority. LGBT discrimination impacts all parts of the world and people of all kinds, but the most severe is within Middle Eastern countries like Iran, Yemen, as well as countries in Africa where the punishment isn't just being denied service somewhere, but can range from imprisonment, public humiliation, and death in conversion therapy. And in some parts of Africa, such as Nigeria, you can be arrested if you are considered cross-dressing, which largely targets transgendered people. But even in the U.S., the LGBT people are faced with hate crimes like shootings during pride parades, but also the refusal of jobs, as not all states in the U.S. have laws prohibiting discrimination towards people of different sexual orientation and gender identity. Moira, have you ever been discriminated against because you were gay?
Well, a few times. Most of the time it's at school. Never really, because people just give me weird side glances. But definitely at school whenever I say I'm gay, because I'm very proud with my sexuality and I don't want to be taken down because of what other people believe.
What exactly have people done to discriminate against you?
Well, it's not that big of things. Usually, like I said, it's just like weird side glances because I'm gay. But other times it's been... people are telling me that I'm going to go to hell because I'm gay, or people telling me that my girlfriend and I are going to break up because our relationship can never work. But if you can't tell, we've been dating for 2 years now, so.
So it's more, I guess you could say it's more like people just kind of harassing you because they don't agree with it?
Yeah, not like major harassment, but yeah, basically.
Do you know anyone that had been kicked out of their house or family mistreated them because they came out?
Personally, no. I have never met anyone who has been kicked out of their house because of sexuality.
As far as fixing the problem, organizations like Gay Straight Alliance have been raising awareness for these issues, as well as bringing LGBT people and non-LGBTQ people together through related clubs at schools and other places to bring awareness and fight discriminative barriers. In the future, if not fixed, this problem can only get larger and larger. Within 25 years, this problem can lead to not only LGBTQ people being more inclusive and less expressive of themselves, the suicide rate among LGBTQ adolescents could rise from 29% to an even larger scale. And as more LGBT people are brought into this world without support, grades in school attendance rates could drop very fast, leading to less educated generations within the next 100 years. Within the next 25 to 100 years, LGBT discrimination can lead to an increase in LGBT adolescent suicide rate and lower grades in school attendance, especially in countries when discrimination is much larger, like Kenya and Yemen, but organizations like the Gay Straight Alliance are bringing people together to fight this equality problem. This podcast was written and produced by Hannah Cole. Information was provided by the CDC, the World Economic Forum, and the NCBI. And special thanks to Moira Venzin for allowing an interview.